This is the New England Patriots newsfeed on CLNS Radio. Today is Friday, December 30th, 2016. I'm Michael Andre reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. Bill Belichick has been a staunch opponent of the NFL's decision to make touchback spot at the 25-yard line this year, and he spoke about it a little further during his Friday press conference. Belichick cited a play from last week's game between the Denver Broncos and the Kansas City Chiefs when Broncos cornerback Kayvon Webster suffered a concussion on a touchback play, saying, quote, "I'd say last week was a good example of some of the big proponents of we want more touchbacks. We saw a pretty big concussed play with a touchback. Part of the touchback is we think everybody's really not playing at the same speed because we think it's a touchback, so it's not going to be a play. But as a coverage team, you don't know for sure the guy is coming out or not, so you're going to play at full speed. So some of the concussions and some of the injuries look to me like they come on touchbacks. It seems like football, we have a pretty good game here. Been that way for a long time. The kicking game is a great part of our game. But we have a lot of people that feel the game has to be changed, so we'll have to see how that all turns out. I don't know what all the numbers are. I can't tell you for sure," end quote. According to statistics provided by ESPN NFL writer Kevin Seifert, the new rule doesn't appear to be changing much. In 2015, when touchbacks were spotted at the 20-yard line, 41.3% of kicks were returned and 55.7% were touchbacks. This year, with the ball spotted at the 25-yard line, 39.5% of kickoffs have been returned and 57.6% have resulted in touchbacks. Rookie wide receiver Malcolm Mitchell and rookie cornerback Cyrus Jones are both unlikely to play in Sunday's game against the Miami Dolphins after both missing Friday's practice session. Jones was limited on Wednesday before missing practice Thursday and Friday, while Mitchell hasn't been at practice all week. If Mitchell is unable to go on Sunday, it would open the door for newly acquired receiver Michael Floyd to get a lot of playing time as the number 3 wide receiver on the depth chart. The Patriots take on the Miami Dolphins at 1 p.m. on Sunday at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. Be sure to tune into the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show immediately following the game for the latest coverage and analysis. That's it for today's Patriots newsfeed. To get even more up to speed on the 4-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSradio.com on Twitter, at CLNSradio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/CLNSfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longy for Patriots Newsfeed.